not play politics or security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk
on the Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Nigeria Info.
Belongs to God. Nothing can break me, nothing can bend me, nothing can bring me down. May love what you hate. We all deserve a chance. La 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 la. I don't go where no love, where my home was. Caribou.
Show me love. I work hard. My brother, man, I work hard. Just to chill. I live a life that's surreal. Every time I cool off my temper, somebody wanna enter. It's not so serious. Yeah, you know, I try to forget, get a hold of my head. I live a life so free, yeah. I don't know if I need it up, but I know I'ma take it up. Check yourself, you can have it all. Love, vanity, you can have it all. I don't see different kind of love, so I know if it's real enough. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't go where no love, where my home.
Every day, I know they look at your face. Bad man, bad every day. healer, everything I desire. I go to see my rhythm, flow like a river. If you get a wah, come on, go and sit down. I go just para, come off my jigger. I go just play, follow my dream. I'm feeling vibes on vibes. I'm taking dynamite. I blow your candle lights. You know I'm just that size. So don't pick it on my vibe.
A great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
This is Morning Crossfire.
From your number one talk news and sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire
with Femi D. Live.
Oh, welcome back to the show this very morning as we keep up with a good part of the stories for today. In the next 4 minutes, let's listen to what you do have to say about the biggest stories as we have it. Anxiety takes over much of Kenya as they wait for results. RFI says terrorists created parallel government in Kaduna State. Why federal government won't interfere in the Query Matters case, says AGF. That's also in the news for today. Now, follow through with other stories. You find governors can't stop 418 billion naira Paris Club payments to consultants, says Malami. That also makes it into the top stories for today. You'd also want to follow through on how misinformation left many Nigerians stranded in Algeria. Police order orchestra to vacate Lagos-Ibadan Expressway. 3.2 billion looted funds recovered in 14 months, says federal government. Let's take your calls, even as we speak this very morning on Nigeria Info, 0700-951-0000. Okay, good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Femi D.
Good morning, welcome.
Yes, I tell the federal government for recovering sums of money from all over the world, you know, proceeds of crime. But there are ways of actually dispensing with these funds that actually involves not just the federal government, but also the other two tiers of government. The federal government has no monopoly on how to use and when to use the recovered funds. You should go to the National Assembly so that it can be done properly. Then, of course, former President Obasanjo said, whoever says Nigeria is fine, you know, something is wrong with that person. There's no country that is fine. What we need to do as a people is to prefer solutions to our problem, including Obasanjo himself. He's a two-time president. So you should be able to actually offer solutions to the problem. It's not a matter of saying it's not than anybody. We got to help Nigeria.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Femi D.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, this is Comrade Sam from SCT here.
All right then. Welcome.
Yeah, so on insecurity, this is what a country gets. Country of over 300 and something different tongues and language, then the security architecture accommodated only one tribe, one tongue, one religion. They are shielding the sponsors of this terror, and we don't know what to do again.
Hmm.
On Lalong, he should leave Cook alone. This is how desperate all these politicians are. When they were saying that they will make Nigeria ungovernable, Nigeria is now ungovernable. Thank you.
All right. Well, maybe that's not the intention, but it looks like things are difficult more than before. Definitely out of control, but no measures to bring it under control continues to be done. How soon that will be done and can be done, should be done, is what eludes us day by day. Good morning. Kaduna State Governor has cried out, and we should act immediately, irrespective of previous comments and actions from him. One life matters. Amos from Garki did write that in. pilots in our securities. Good morning. Nasser El-Rufai only wrote a memo to the president sometimes in July 2022, telling him about the activities of bandits in a forest in Biringwari. I'm sure the military, with its recent onslaught against the bandits, must have done something about that. Thank you. Pirates in Asakoro did share his viewpoint. Michael from Adela says, from D, let the Kaduna governor stop lamenting and do the needful. He's a strong APC man. Let him settle them as he did the last time. Sotire Olufemi says, good morning. On the issue of El-Rufai's complaint about bandits' activities in Kaduna, I don't know why people are castigating him over it. Okay, I'll finish up your message after the break. Stay with me, write your Nigeria if I see all your messages. I'll be back after now.
Place where you can get it all trendy.
Who are dropping on their vehicle, who are running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D. Amele.
From your number one talk news and sports station. This is The Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
All right, welcome back to the show. Grateful to you. You stay close. This is Nigeria Info 95.1. You're listening to Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live. Welcome back. It's 7:34 a.m. Nigerian time. From Aso in Maraba, well, here's what Elder Johnson did talk about. He says, Femi D, good morning. Article on the leaders of the PDP should retire. The leaders of the PDP should settle this crisis among the party. Must let Governor Wike if they are ready to win 2023 elections. Joachim in Nasarawa State says, Governor El-Rufai said bandits have taken parts of Kaduna State. El-Rufai should tell Nigerians who brought the bandits to Nigeria before the elections in 2014. That is the question he's asking. Good morning, Femi D. My name is Major Comrade Otokpa Dixon from Otukpo in Benue State. The robbery in Katsina government house is a technical means of sponsorship. Kidnapping of Angu Abdullahi's daughter-in-law by bandits is a family affair. Encroachment of Kaduna by bandits is a product of compromise by people in authority with El-Rufai inclusive. El-Rufai inclusive. Thank you and God bless Nigeria forever. All right, other stories. Hello, family. El-Rufai is crying that terrorists are running parallel government in Kaduna State. It should then look for the formula of finding the area of the parallelogram in geometry. It can't get it also. Okay, Mr. Ike, thank you. Let's leave your message at that. Family, on El-Rufai's cry of terrorists forming parallel government in Kaduna State, my words of comfort to him and the people of Kaduna State, Nigeria, is that we shall continue to be afflicted by these evils for another painful 10 months of Buhari El-Rufai stewardship of Nigeria and Kaduna government, respectively, after which we shall shout Uhuru. Okay, that's the thoughts shared there by Ladi. Where are we going in this country? May God have mercy. El-Rufai should keep, should not say much. Go and do the needful. May God console the family of the presidential guards who lost their lives. The long should better resign before it is too late. Nigeria will rise again by his grace. Good morning, FMD. Sam from Kagini. Also, reading this one, Oreva Forever says, good morning, FMD. Malam Nasri El-Rufai crying out that terrorists have taken over the same local government, some local government in his state. What a big shame to him and his government. He claims he knows their whereabouts. He listens to their conversation. But to take action after all this revelation is now crying out. Crying out to who? El-Rufai is the chief security officer of Kaduna State, so he should strike with all actions and machinery available to him. If there are mischief of rats destroying your furniture in your house, you later discover where they are, yet you could not do anything. This means you are clueless, not doing the best you can, and you're not free to manage the security system of your state or ever forever charging on with the man there. Asala from South South says, the state will soon be back. Labour Party appointed Mimiko as the campaign manager. It's not Peter Obi, it's a good person that, it's a good person, but he cannot handle the situation of Nigeria now, so he cannot win. Looking at the history of Nigeria now, APC is the PDP are the leading party. Nigeria is our country, so whosoever wins, we should all support him for a better Nigeria. But if we are not supportive, or we are doing everything possible to destroy him, God will destroy the person too. There's a saying that when God fights, he does not raise dust. President Buhari brought up the idea of we farming and investing in agriculture, but some people try to make it impossible because he sees their license and they won't want it to work. Lastly, they should please reveal to us those involved in our attack. May God bless Nigeria. Asala did write that in. Interesting point of view from many of you this very morning as you shared your viewpoints on quite a number of these subjects as well. All right, let's go on to the lead now. At the International Conference Center yesterday, the Labour Party had a convention of some sort, a gathering of their supporters and people who they consider should listen to what they want to get done for Nigeria. Okay, there's some high points of this speech that you would enjoy. Here's one of them. Peter Obi speaking about some of the people in the race for the president. Take a listen to this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Because I used that wrong. But let me tell you, so you will go and verify. I said last year, earlier, late last month, I made a statement, which you see them using every day, when I said that Nigeria total export is less than $30 billion. You see where they are writing that is wrong. It is not wrong. Go to NBS, Nigerian Bureau of Statistics, released last year. Total export of Nigeria is 18.9 trillion. As at the date I made that statement, dollar was selling for about 650 naira. Go and divide 650 with 18.9, you give 29 point something billion dollars. Go and verify it.
All right, they went on cheering on to respond to him about going on to verify. Another key thing he said, in his introduction there, he talked about, and this might be one of my favorite political lines in recent times. He said, Dante and I are not running for the office of President Van Vice President. You're running through us. Okay, he had that said as well. It was an interesting time just to look at the response and the cheer that he did receive as he walked in, pretty much into the arena just yesterday. And getting even him across into the room was interesting eventually. But he had some very interesting things to say as part of his introduction. Just take a listen to another part of this speech.
Thank the Almighty God that made it possible for all of us to be here today. I thank our vice presidential candidate, the chairman of the party and the leadership of the party, and members of this wonderful family.
I might have come here a little bit late. It was not deliberate. It was because of the circumstances that found me. So, for me, I thank all of you, wonderful people. As I've always said, and you maintain that, and that you are not running for president, you are running for president through us. And give it back to you. When he was speaking, I have nothing to add except to re-emphasize what he said. When he was speaking, he did say what I've always said. We have a country called Nigeria, but we don't have Nigerians. What we want to do is to create Nigerians. And the only way to create Nigerians is that we must create, make people to have hope in Nigeria, and the only way to have faith in Nigeria, and the only way to have faith in Nigeria is that there's hope in Nigeria. You're not asking for too much. This is a great country. God created this country, gave it everything that can make a country great. The only thing that is lacking is a simple thing called leadership. And that is what we intend to provide. We're not trying to do something else. That is what Daddy and I want to provide. Leadership. And I told you, we're not looking for anything. He doesn't want to be vice president of Nigeria, I can tell you. If there's anybody who is reluctant to be vice president of Nigeria, he is one. But I ask him, can you look at your children and ask yourself, which society do you want them to live in the future? If you cannot build that future, who will build it for them? Are they going to bequeath them anarchy? No. That is why we decided to get involved. And I assure you, and I want you to take note, like I always said, don't think that with the will of the Almighty God, I will succeed. Let none of you, I say it every day when I have opportunity, don't think that once you succeed, your job has stopped. That is when you will begin your job.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Well, there you have it. A good portion of what he said, Peter Obi, at the International Conference Center yesterday. Now, his vice presidential candidate, Dati Baba, also had a few words to share with regards to other parts of this. Take a listen also to what Dati had to say with regards to why he's running and running, being run through, and what it entails to be a member, of Labour Party, and the significance of all of this. Let's listen to this. Stay with me.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And our youth. We're here because of you. The youth have fought and won every battle in history as they watch it attributed.
Recording stopped.
The youth have developed every country in this planet, and again, they watch it attributed to them. their leaders. Our party happens to be the only party mentioned in our national anthem. That is not by accident, it is by providence. The labor of our heroes past shall never be in vain. And here is another catch. The labor of our youth present shall never be in vain. What you do now and beyond shall continue to count. What you do now and beyond is what will make Nigeria a great country. What you do now and beyond is that which will unite and bring an end to the sorrow and misery in the land.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Vice presidential candidate of the Labour Party there, Babadati, speaking about the labours of our youth should never be in vain. Okay, so let's wade into another conversation quickly now. One of the leaders, remember the family of six of the seven people that were released from the train victims? The father speaks about their experience here.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Spent 135 days. We regained our freedom. It's overwhelming. I'm happy and at the same time saddened because I left good people back then. 65 of us boarded the train in March 28th, 2022, and we have good people, innocent people, people that hardworking people. They left their wives, they left their families back here. I was lucky, privileged to have my family back there, though it was traumatizing, but then at the same time, we would like to plead on the federal government to please sit down and dialogue with these people.
For this member of the negotiation.
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right, well, that makes up a part of it. Now, the Nigerian Army also has been providing, you know it, they've been getting quite a number of results in recent times, and they've not been shy in talking about the importance of the very results that they're getting. Take a listen to this. Here's the Nigerian Army spokesperson briefing the country about the latest fight against insurgent terrorists across the country and the type of results they're getting.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Where it says over 1,700
of Operation Hiding Kai conducted air interdiction on 3rd August 2022 at Debawa near Mandara Mountains in both the local government area of Borno State. The airstrike led to the neutralization of a key Islamic State of West African province commander, one Alhaji Modu, otherwise known as Bembem, and his fighters.
The military is also.
All right, so that makes up a part of what he said. In fact, even though I feel I'm playing, there's another one I wanted to play, an extensive briefing around that, but it's fine. Okay, no wahala. Let's go on and check it with former President Olusegun Obasanjo. Yes, the wrong choices will consume Nigeria, he says. Take a listen to him.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Instructive. I'm very, very wise. I want to start by thanking God Almighty for the life of Wilson Badejo, because if not for his life, we would not have been here, because he died. if not for the life he lived, we will not have been here because he died. And I thank God for that life. I also thank God for the interaction that I had with him when he was alive with his dear wife of Wilson Badejo Foundation. I thank you. You have refused that you will deliver my message to your brother. But one of the lessons to learn from what you refer to, if there is God in affairs of man, if not for God, I will not be here with you today. Because Abacha told at least three people who told me. One of them was this man in Ibadan, he died. Arishikola. That three of us will not come out of prison alive or detention. Shehu Yaradua, M.K. Abiola, and myself. The other two did not come out alive. I'm not mocking them. It's just to glorify God, give honor and... Those who did not come out alive, I am not in any way better than them. And your brother came out alive with me. We both could have been gone. I said, I am particularly happy that I interacted with Wilson Badejo when he was alive. Femi, I don't know if you remember when your father was a chicken farmer like me. Do you remember? That was when I met Wilson Badejo.
This is Morning Crossfire.
It's an extensive speech. Can't take it all, but I'll be back right here.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk a Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.